నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. సో శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం కాంటో 6 చాప్టర్ 12 Vritrasura's glorious death, from text 2 to 7, which is on the board. Text 7 is on the board, so we'll read the rest of them.
Tato yugantagni katore jivam avidyashulam tarasa surindra క్షిప్తమహేంద్రాయ వినాజీరో హతోసి పాపేతి రుషాజగాదం.
Then Vritrasura, the great hero of the demons, whirled his trident, which had points like the flames of the blazing fire at the end of the millennium. With great force and anger, he threw it at Indra, roaring and exclaiming loudly, O sinful one, thus shall I kill you.
Ka apatattha vichalad gralokavan nirikshatus preksham ajata viklava vajrena vajri shataparavanchinad vanchinad bhujam chatasyo ragarajabhogam.
Flying in the sky, Vritrasura's trident resembled a brilliant meteor. Although the blazing weapon was difficult to look upon, King Indra, unafraid, cut it to pieces with his thunderbolt. Simultaneously cut off one of Vritrasura's arms, which was as thick as the body of Vasuki, the king of the serpents.
Chinaika bahu paragena vritra samrabda asa jagahita vajram ano tathad dendram atamarebam vajram chahastanyapatam magunah.
Although one of his arms was severed from his body, Vritrasura angrily approached King Indra and struck him on the jaw with an iron mace. He also struck the elephant that carried Indra. Thus Indra dropped the thunderbolt from his hand.
Text 5. Vritrasya karmati mahadbhutam tat sura surascharanasida sangaha apujayam stat puruhuta sankatam nirikshaha heti vichukrusur brisham.
The denizens of the various planets, like the demigods, demons, Charan, and the Siddhas, praised Vritrasura's deed. But when they observed that Indra was in great danger, they lamented, alas, alas.
Text number 6. Indro navajram jagrihe vijatitas chutam swahastar arisanido punak Tamahavritro Haraatta Brajro.
Urge him, saying, Take up your thunderbolt and kill your enemy. This is not the time to lament your fate.
So that brings us to text number 7. Yuyutsatang Kutachit Atatainam Jayaha Sadai Katra Na Vai Paratmanam Vinayakam Utpatti Laya Titishvaram Sarvagyam Adyam Purushang Sanatanam. Yayutsatam kutrachit atatainam. Jaya sadaikatra navai paratmanam. Vinayakam utpatti laya satishvaram. Sarvagyam adyam purusham sanatanam. Yuyutsatam kutrachit atatainam. Jaya sadaikatra navai paratmanam. Vinayakam utpatti laya satishvaram. Sarvagyam adyam purusham sanatanam. Yuyutsatam kutrachit atatainam. Jayak sadaikatra navai paratmanam. Vinayakam utpatti laya satishvaram. Sarvagyam adyam purusham sanatanam. Yuyutsatam. Of those who are belligerent, kutrachit, sometimes, atatayinam, armed with weapons, jayaha, victory, sada, always, ekatra, in one place, na, not, vai, indeed, paraatmanam, of the subordinate living entities who work only under the direction of the Supersoul. Bina, except, ekam, one, utpatti, of the creation, laya, annihilation, stiti, maintenance, ishvaram, the controller, sarvagyam, who knows everything, past, present, and future, adyam, the original, purusham, enjoyer, sanatanam, eternal. Translation, Ritasura continued, O Indra, no one is guaranteed of being always victorious, but the original enjoyer, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Bhagavan. He is the cause of creation, maintenance, and annihilation, and he knows everything. Being dependent and being obliged to accept material bodies, belligerent subordinates are sometimes victorious and sometimes defeated. Translation, please repeat. Ritrasura continued. O Indra, no one is guaranteed of being always victorious, but the original enjoyer, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Bhagavan. He is the cause of creation, maintenance, and annihilation. And he knows everything. Being dependent and being obliged to accept material bodies, belligerent subordinates are sometimes victorious and sometimes defeated. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. The Bhagavad Gita The Lord says, 15:15, Savasya Chaham Ridisani Visto Mataksprity Gyanam Apohanam Cha. I am seated in everyone's heart, and from me comes remembrance, knowledge, and forgetfulness. When two parties fight, the fighting actually goes on under the direction of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is Paramatma, the Supersoul. Elsewhere in the Gita, chapter 3, verse 27, the Lord says, Prakriti kriyamanani gunai karmasa sarvasa ahankara vimudatma kartaham iti manyate. The bewildered spirit soul, under the influence of the three modes of material nature, thinks himself the doer of activities that are actually carried out by nature. The living entities work only under the direction of the Supreme Lord. The Lord gives orders to material nature, and she arranges facilities for the living entities. The living entities are not independent, although they foolishly think themselves the doers. Karta. Victory is always with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. As for the subordinate living entities, they fight under the arrangement of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Victory or defeat is not actually theirs. It is an arrangement by the Lord through the agency of material nature. Pride in victory or moroseness in defeat is useless. One should fully depend on the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is responsible for the victory and defeat of all living entities. The Lord advises, Niyatam kuru karma tvam, karma jayo ya karmana. Perform your prescribed duty, for action is better than inaction. The living entity is ordered to act according to his position. Victory or defeat depends on the Supreme Lord. Karmanyeva adhikaraste ma phaleshu gadachana. You have a right to perform your duty, but you are not entitled to the fruits of action. One must act sincerely according to his position. Victory or defeat depends on the Lord. Vritrasura encouraged Indra, saying, Don't be morose because of my victory. There is no need to stop fighting. Instead, you should go on with your duty. When Krishna desires, you will certainly be victorious. This verse is very instructive for sincere workers in the Krishna conscious movement. We should not be jubilant in victory or morose in defeat. We should make a sincere effort to implement the will of Krishna or Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And we should not be concerned with victory or defeat. Our only duty is to work sincerely so that our activities may be recognized by Krishna. Yuyutsatam kutrachira tatainam jayaksarai katra navai paratmanam vinayakamutpatti laya sitishvaram sarvang sarvagyam adyam purusham sanatanam. Vritrasura continued, O Indra, no one is guaranteed of being always victorious but the original joyer, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Bhagavan. He is the cause of creation, maintenance, and annihilation. And he knows everything. Being dependent and being obliged to accept material bodies, belligerent subordinates are sometimes victorious and sometimes defeated. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chaksurun Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Nama Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Sayam Rupakadamayam Dadati Svabarandiyam Adadanastranandantai Vridam Yache Puna Puna Srimad Rupa Padam Bhujo Dulisyam Janma Janmani Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Panchakalpa Trubhyastha Kripa Sindhu Vaivacha Patitanam Bhavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namah. I was born in the darkest of ignorance with my eyes closed shut, but my spiritual master has opened my eyes with the torchlight of transcendental knowledge. Therefore, I offer my obeisance as his lotus feet. Sri Sri Nitai Gaur Sundar Krishna Baldao Sri Sri Radha Shyam Sundar Ki Jai. So here in these verses, we hear about the incredible battle between Indra and Vritrasura. We're especially attracted by battle scenes. So many movies and stories and histories of their battles, everyone loves to read these things. So therefore, because we're attracted to battles, the Supreme Lord always arranges some battle scene in the scriptures in order to attract us. Don't read that useless battle. Read about the great battles of the great devotees of the Lord. So here the battle is very exciting. Indra takes Vritrasura takes a trident, which is flaming like the flames at the end of the universe, and tosses like a meteor. It is falling like a meteor toward Indra. And Indra takes this thunderbolt and bam, 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 just cuts it to pieces and cuts off the arm of Vritrasura. Who could imagine such a battle? We read so many battle scenes, we never read battle scenes. This is the best to read the scriptures instead of all these movies and nonsense, other histories. And just imagine, even though his one arm is cut off, with his remaining arm, just imagine, if we just get a little cut, we can't do anything. But Vritrasura is such a great warrior, his arm is cut off, still with his other arm. He doesn't care, one arm is cut with his other arm, so glorious fighter. Immediately he approaches Indra and smashes him on the jaw and smashes his elephant with his strong mace. You know, if you're hit on the jaw, then you become shocked. They say seeing stars. And actually it is a fact. I have personal experience. One time, we were in the temple in Houston. And the temple, that was on 707 Hawthorne Street. It wasn't very far from a big intersection. And we saw that all the hippies were out there at the intersection selling their newspaper or their little magazine called Space City. Because we know Houston is the home of NASA. So the hippies, because we know space has some other connotations for the hippies. Anyway, so they called their newspaper or their magazine Space City. So we thought, well, if they're doing it, we could also do that, selling back to Godheads and books. So we started doing intersection Sankirtan. And always the police would come by and stop us and give us warning. If we catch you one more time, let you off this time. But next time, we're going to give you a ticket. And somehow or other, the same policeman never came by twice. We got warned so many times, but we never got a ticket. So one day, we were with one, there was some young boy with us who was coming to the temple. So he was following us out to see us, watch us do Sankirtan on the intersection. It was just a couple blocks away, so we just used to walk. So Houston is famous for very conservative type of people. We call them rednecks. Because they work hard in the sun all day, and they have a big broad neck, and it's bright red from working in the sun. And they're very conservative. Mom, apple pie, and American flag. Everything else is communist. So those Hare Krishnas must also be communists. So these hillbillies drove by in their pickup truck, and they took one look at us, and they call us a name that indicates that we have some sort of an Oedipus complex. We won't repeat those words. So we just said, Hare Krishna. Then they got even more angry. and used more abusive words. And we just said, Haribo, and kept walking. Then they got furious. They jumped out of their truck, and we just fled like anything. But that young boy, he was only, 15, 16, couldn't understand there's such people in the world like this. But we understood these guys are serious, so we ran like anything. And they just, like a lion chasing down an antelope, they just got that boy and smashed him like this. Bam, bam. So I remember that for ourselves, we have to be more humble than blade of grass. But if somebody attacks a devotee, we should become like fire. Now, I was never very much of a fighter. In fact, in school, if somebody picked on me, everyone used that excuse to start a fight. Because I never fought back. Because I figured as soon as I punch, then he'll punch harder. So if anybody beat up me, everybody else jumped in and beat up the hell out of the guy who tried to hurt me. So I wasn't much of a fighter. But I thought, anyway, this poor boy's in trouble. I had no idea what I was going to do. I just ran toward that guy, and he saw me coming. He turned around, and pow! And you really do see stars. I just saw stars flying around like this. And I went over toward the curb. It just so happened some athlete from the university was driving by on his bike, and he just smashed those guys, and they jumped in their truck and drove away. But I couldn't eat chapatis for a week. My jaw was so sore. So we just imagine, Indra got smashed by Vritrasura with his mace. So he lost it, so he dropped his thunderbolt. So now Indra's lamenting. He's dropped his thunderbolt. He's feeling ashamed. But Vritrasura, he's a very noble, although he's a demon, he's a very noble fighter. Because we know we cannot attack an enemy who has no weapon. So he immediately encouraged him to pick up your weapon and fight. What are you doing? Why are you lamenting? Victory depends on the Lord, not on us. Only the Supreme Lord, Bhagawan, he's always victorious. Nobody else. Sometimes victorious, sometimes defeated. And we see in this world, sometimes we're victorious and sometimes we're defeated. Mainly we're defeated. Because in the end, no matter how powerful we are, just like last week, Muhammad Ali, he left this world. He used to brag, I'm the greatest. And he knocked out so many opponents. But in the end, death came and knocked him out. But he was ready. Bhakti Tirtha Swami used to preach to him. And if you read some of his, there was one video, he was talking about how you have so much of your life you spend sleeping. He must have read Prabhupada's book. He's so much as sleeping, so much as playing, so much working, like that. So how much of your life do you have? What are you going to do with your life? He said, I'm going to make sure that I don't go to hell. That's what I'm going to do. Because somebody asked, what do you do? What are you going to do now that you're retired? He said, I'm going to make sure I don't go to hell. I'm going to devote my life to understanding God. So in the end, everyone's defeated. Even if you're the so-called greatest, everyone's defeated by death. Only the Supreme Lord is always victorious. Therefore, he's known as Ajit. You can hear on the tape, there's one tape of Prabhupada saying, Krishna is known as Ajita. Nobody can conquer God. Anyone can conquer God? No one can conquer God. Prabhupada is so, used to preach so wonderfully. So only the Supreme Lord can be victorious. Sometimes this is just the nature of the material world. It is filled with duality. Sometimes we get victory, sometimes we get defeat. But simply, we should try to do our duty. Prabhupada is quoting all these verses because the bewildered soul, he thinks that I'm the doer. He quotes this verse so many times. Prabhupada quotes this verse. Prakrite kriyamanani gunai karma sarvasa ahankara vibhudatma kartaham iti manyate. Mudha means fool. He's thinking, kartaham, I am the doer. Actually, is explained in Bhagavad Gita. Everything is going on by the actions and reactions of material nature. I'm unable to do anything. It's just like sometimes you see a big, great big machine. Like now they have these great big cranes on top of all the buildings, you know, and the big arm goes around, goes down, picks up some big heavy load, takes it all the way up, drops it on the roof of the building. So there's a little guy sitting inside a cab, he pushes a button, you know, and the arm goes around like this, he pushes another button. So he's just pushing buttons, he's not actually doing anything, he's just pushing the buttons, the machine is doing everything. So this body is like a big machine, I'm the spirit soul. Only thing I can do is desire. Now, according to my karma, according to what I deserve, then the material nature reacts. Therefore, sometimes I'm not deserving by my karma, therefore I get defeat. And sometimes by my karma, then I get victory. But I'm actually not actually doing anything. It's just going on by the actions, reactions of material nature. Just like little guy in the cab, he's not actually lifting up the load. He just pushed a button, you know, like he pushed another. So we're just pushing the little desire buttons. And then according to our desires, then the body is acting. Because we say, this is my body, but we don't even know how it is going on. Like every day we eat, and we have no idea how it is digested, how it is being broken down and being given to all the cells. We have no idea. It's not that I eat and then I think, okay, now the stomach has to go like this, and this acid has to come, and this enzyme has to come. It's all going on. We don't even know. It's supposedly our body, but we don't even know how it's going on. All day long we're breathing. It's not that I think, now I have to breathe in, now I have to breathe out. No, it's going on automatically. We think, I'm breathing, but I'm not breathing. Body is going on. But we like to take, especially if we get victory, then we like to just see what I did. Just like Gauranga Prabhu from Chopati told story, he met one very, very famous cardiologist. I can't remember his name. But he was very, very senior cardiologist. He was so senior, he didn't even do the operations anymore. He would just examine the patient. Or sometimes he wouldn't either. He'd just have his subordinates examine the patient. They would tell him the problem and he would tell them what to do. And there was one family, they had a little girl. She was 7 years old. And she had some defect. She was born with some heart defect. So they brought her to the doctor. The students told this is a problem. Then he himself examined. This is a very serious case. He said, she will not live much longer. And there's an operation we can do, but the chances of survival is 30%. If you want to go through the expense of operation and everything, there's only 30% chance that she'll survive. Otherwise she's going to die anyway. So they were devotee family, so they said, anyway, we'll just depend on Krishna. If Krishna wants, then she'll survive. If not, she won't survive. So, just before the operation, before they gave her the anesthesia, she asked the doc, "That are you going to cut open my heart?" He said, "Yeah, don't worry, you won't feel a thing. You're going to be totally asleep." "No, that's not. I'm not worried about that. I know all the things. But my mata told me that God lives within the heart. If you see Him, then you tell me about it." Doctor was struck. She was so innocent like that. So then he put her under anesthesia. He was doing the operation. And suddenly the heart stopped. Blood stopped coming. The machines were indicating that something is terrible. The alarms were going off. Because he thought this is a very serious case. He was doing himself. And then he saw that, he said, he looked at his subordinates, "All right, Saurabh is done, she's gone." Then he remembered the words of that little girl. So he said, "Look, Lord, if you're there, I've done whatever I could do. Now it's up to you." As soon as he prayed like that, boom, boom. Heart started coming in the plastic line. Blood started flowing again, and he performed the operation, and the girl survived. Then after that, he thought, "I'm thinking that I'm the doer." After that, any time he did operation, he always prayed first, "Lord, I'm doing my duty, but it's up to you to do the work." So this is our position. That we are completely dependent on the mercy of the Lord. Therefore, Prabhupada is saying you should not think yourself the doer. If Krishna wants defeat, there must be some reason for that defeat. Actually, we see in so many so-called successful people's lives, they had so many defeats. They failed so many times. But from each failure, they learned something. From each failure, they learned something. So Krishna wants us to fail. He wants to teach us some lesson so that we continue in our advance in our devotional service. So we should not be anxious for victory, nor should we lament in defeat. We should try to understand what is Krishna's reason for this. We should see Krishna's hand in everything. Just depend on Krishna. There are Prabhupada quotes the most famous verse in Bhagavad. Everybody knows this verse. Everyone in India knows this verse. They quote it all the time, but they don't understand the real purport. What is that? Karmani vadikaste ma phalam ma phaleshu kadachana. Everybody knows this verse, that we should do our duty. Just like, remember, we were in Hyderabad one time, before the opening of Krishna Balaram Mandir, because Krishna Balaram's opening was on Ram Navami. So from Gorpranima to Ram Navami was a long time. So Prabhupada arranged a preaching program in Hyderabad, big pandal program. Because one very wonderful fellow, Jipula Reddy, he donated some land where we have a beautiful Madan Mohan temple now. Madan Mohan, huh? Very beautiful Madan Mohan temple there. So Prabhupada wanted to do a big pandal program. So they made great big pandal. We had never seen like that. We did some festival that maybe, 500, 200, maybe 1,000 people will come. Every night, thousands of people will come to hear Prabhupada's lecture. And we were doing kirtan. And after his lecture, Prabhupada would ask for questions. And in the beginning, Prabhupada gave everybody microphone. But somehow or other, South Indian people, they love to listen to themselves speak. So they would ask their question, that, "Swamiji, I want to ask you this question, because the answer to this question is very important for the whole humanity at large. So therefore, I want to put this question to you, because the answer to this question is very important. And if you give the answer to this question, it will be beneficial for the whole humanity." Like, go on for half an hour making... So one fellow got up and he was doing the same thing. He said, "You have to do the duty. Krishna says you have to do the duty." And Prabhupada said, "That is monkey's duty." He stopped him. After this, then Prabhupada said, "Let them write down the question." But he said, he just cut him off. He said, "That is monkey's duty. Monkey's also doing his duty. Nobody's happy. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Sarva dharmam parityaja mamekam saranam vraja hang tvam sarva bhagi moksha yishimasush. You just surrender to Krishna, that's all. He said, "It says you have to do the duty, so we have to do the duty. Therefore we have to do the duty." And Prabhupada just cut it. That is monkey's duty. Everybody's convinced that just by doing my duty, just like we went to one school, work is worship, duty is deity, live life like lotus. This was the motto of the school. Work is worship, duty is deity, live like... But we know from... First canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, even if you do your duty very nicely, what is that verse? Dvadharma svanustita punta visvakena katasya notpadiye kataruchi visvama eva hi kevalam. Even if you do your duty very nicely, but you don't develop any ruchi for hearing about Krishna katha. If you don't develop any attraction for the Lord, srama eva hi kevala, just useless work and work. Nothing else. Whole purpose of anashram is not that you do your duty. The whole purpose is that you become Krishna conscious. Samsari Hari Tosan. The perfection of life is you see if your duty is satisfying Krishna. That is the perfection. We have to see whether we're satisfying Krishna. So everybody likes this. I have to do that. If I work hard like an ass, then I'm very religious. So Prabhupada said the most religious person should be the ass. He's doing his duty very nicely. So it's not a question of just doing the duty. Prabhupada said, Sarvadharmambra, you just surrender to Krishna. In fact, Prabhupada was using that verse over and over. Somebody asked, what do you think about this? He mentioned some famous yogi's name. And Prabhupada said, I do not know who this is. I only know Krishna says, Sarvadharmaricharya, Mamekam Saranam Raja. And I believe it, that's all. You just surrender to Krishna. I believe it, that's all. So here Prabhupada is encouraging us in our, the end, he says, the Krishna conscious movement. Because we see practically it is appears to be losing battle. Kali is advancing so leaps and bounds. People are becoming more and more materialistic, more and more degraded. So many terrible things going on in the world. We can't believe, even though I don't think the sages of Naimacharanya could believe that so many billions and billions of cows would be slaughtered every day. The priests will be marrying man and woman and woman. I wouldn't believe such things are going on. The Kali is advancing like anything. But still, we have to simply humbly present the message of Srimad Mahaprabhu. It's somehow that you take this chanting of Hare Krishna. Prabhupada told the secret for preaching is first you praise someone 50 times. My dear sir, you're so intelligent, you're so handsome, you're very wealthy, you have beautiful house, you have beautiful wife, you have beautiful car, you have the nicest, you went to the nicest university, got great degree. Then he'll think, oh, what does this fellow want? You'll catch his attention. Because nobody else talks to him like that. We won't say what his people in the work call him, hey, you son of a... You know, so all of a sudden, somebody recognized me. What do you want? He said, you just forget all this and hear about Krishna. So, bro, this is the secret. First you praise the person 50 times, then you tell them about Krishna consciousness. So whether they accept or not accept, that is up to Krishna. It's like, you know, all the big dictators of the world, they tell us that when I approach the person, I'm seeing Krishna within his heart. And I'm praying to Krishna, please make him take this book. This is the secret of success. Depend on Krishna. Don't think I'm just like sometimes we think I'm great big book spreader. I get my every day, and after the Mangal Arati, they're announcing my name. Oh, just see how many books I distributed. But the really big distributors, they know it's all by Prabhupada and Krishna's mercy. They're just begging and begging, Krishna, please make this person take a book. They're not thinking that because I have such a convincing, I'm so powerful, I have such a good voice, I have a big smile, therefore people are taking books from me. Just like I remember one time, go back to Houston, even before I was in Houston, there was one famous park, what is that? I can't even remember the name now. I can't remember. Anyway, there was a big park in Houston, very famous park. So our temple, that time we were just staying in a garage apartment. I wasn't there that time. Vishnujan Maharaj and one very nice devotee who's no longer in this world, God brother mine, Srinath Prabhu, they were there. And a few other devotees. So it wasn't far from the park. So on Sunday they go to the park, they would do kirtan in the park, and he would give, you know, lecture every once in a while. Then finally he'd invite everyone. You come back to our temple and we'll have a nice Sunday feast. So one day Vishnujan was chanting. He personally told me this story. I was chanting and I was singing. Just see how many, I'm attracting so many people. Big crowd was there. And So he gave some lecture, then he invited everyone to the feast, and he was just seeing so big crowd I've attracted. And then Vishwajana, he was a very dramatic person. Always right after he would give his speech, then he would pay his obeisances. And people in America, they're not used to people just getting down on the ground and you know, Noam Vishnu, but this is, you know, he was very dramatic like that. So Vishwajana Maharaj invited everyone that he had attracted to come back to the Sunday feast. He got down and paid his obeisances, and the dog walked up, put his leg on his shoulder, and peed on him. And everyone was just roaring with laughter. And Vishwajana realized, yes, Krishna taught me. I'm not, the holy name was attracting everyone. It wasn't me at all. It wasn't me. The holy name was attracting everyone. So we always have to remember that we're not the doer, but we simply go on with our duty. We present Krishna consciousness as it is, without compromise. And because sometimes, because just like Prabhupada, he went to America and he was thinking that if I tell them you don't eat meat, don't have illicit sex, like don't take intoxication, no gambling, they will, my dear sir, you get on the next boat and go back to where you came from. But Prabhupada thought, anyway, I just have to present the words of Krishna. Whatever happens, will happen. And Prabhupada was preaching to those people, our daily lives, breaking the four regulative principles was our daily life. That was our four rules and regulations were to break the four rules and regulations every day as much as possible. But somehow, Prabhupada was just depending on Krishna, and Krishna within our heart inspired us that yes, actually what he's saying is true. I remember when I read Bhagavad Gita first time, then I realized, because I was thinking, well, we won't talk about that. Anyway, I realized that what I thought was spiritual life was 180 degrees in wrong direction. Intoxication, free love, all these things. I thought, and I realized somehow or other by Krishna's mercy, because Prabhupada just spoke as it is. He didn't bother to water it down. He spoke as it is. And he convinced the most unconvincible crowd. We were totally against authority, any type of authority. Especially because we saw that all of our authorities, they told us one thing, they did opposite thing. In school they told us not to smoke, our parents told us not to smoke, all our elders told us not to smoke, and we saw them all smoking. So why shall I follow? He's not doing. So we hated authority altogether. Somehow Prabhupada convinced us to accept his authority. Because we saw he was saying one thing and he was doing the same thing. Everybody else we saw saying one thing, doing the opposite thing. But we saw Prabhupada, he was saying one thing and he was doing the same thing. He told surrender to Krishna and he was surrender to Krishna. If for Prabhupada he gave it like it is, and somehow or other by Krishna's mercy we accept it like it is. So we just present Mahaprabhu's mission as it is, and just depend on Krishna for the results. And therefore Prabhupada is giving us an encouragement here. What has he said? We should make a sincere effort to implement the will of Krishna, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and we should not be concerned with victory and defeat. Our only duty is to work sincerely so that activities may be recognized by Krishna. We don't want the... because we get victory, then we... just like now the... some big... what is this? Euro 2016 is going on. So everybody will stand on the podium. He'll get his gold medal. Everyone will cheer. Wow, 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 wow. We want the glory for ourselves. But it's a few minutes, it's gone. After, you know, a few minutes he stands on the podium. And rah, 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 rah. Then it's over. We don't want to be recognized by the people of the world. We want to be recognized by Krishna. So we should just work in such a way, just like we know Prabhupada was used to love to quote that quote from Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, don't try to see God, you try to work in such a way that God will see you. Because if we want to go see God, that is a very difficult thing. Just like if you want to go see some so-called big person in this world, then if you get through you have to get through the security first, then you have to get through so many secretaries, you have to make an appointment, and finally you can meet the person. That's just ordinary person. So not easy thing to become get darshan of the Lord. But if you do something very wonderful, and the president or prime minister, he says, oh, I want to go see that person, he's done something wonderful. Then his security can't stop him, the ministers can't stop him, nobody can stop him. He wants to go, he can go. He's nothing, just little boy, he did something wonderful in the for the society. Then a prime minister or president, he wants to go see him, then he will go see him. So if Krishna wants to come see us, that is no difficulty for Krishna. That is a very easy thing. That we should not be anxious to get the acclaim of the world. We should get anxious to attract Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, Sri Sri Krishna Balaram, or Sri Sri Radhasham Sundar's attention. And they're attracted, Bhakti Amaham Abhijanati. They're attracted by pure devotional service. So we should simply perform our service depending on Krishna and Prabhupada, and just pray that somehow or other, that even though it's very difficult in this Kali Yuga, somehow we will become Krishna conscious. Hare Krishna.